Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Well, we shift gears now to take a look at the performance of the rand. Many have said, boldly I must state, that if it weakens, we can pick it up. Doesn't quite work that way. But there's been a lot more that are contributing factors that have driven the strength of the South African currency, not only in 2025, but even how we have started off 2026. Just as a brief update, the dollar-rand exchange rate today is significantly stronger at 16.38. That's where we're trading to the greenback. But to help add some context as to how this number fares in comparison to where we were a year ago and expectations for the year ahead, we joined on the show by currency strategist at Treasury One, André Salia. Meneer Salia, geluk vir die nuwe jaar.
Good evening to all the listeners.
Always great
to see you. And the same to you.
Thanks so much, André. As we've been commenting about the currency, I made a slight joke and a side comment around picking up the rand. And that's not what has been shooting up the lights in terms of its performance, but it's really a consequence of global economic factors. So maybe let's start there. How did the rand perform in 2025?
Absolutely amazing. Fantastic.
Ah, lovely.
Around 14% up. Is it only the rand that's so strong, or is it because the dollar weakened a heck of a lot, and the president of America has thrown politics up in the air? I've listened to some of the interviews, and we've spoken about Venezuela, all these things added to a gold price also performing fantastically. Now, that gold price to me says one thing: central banks are buying the gold, investors are buying the gold, and that says to me, we don't always like what Mr. Trump is doing in terms of politics, in terms of interference into the Federal Reserve, and we've seen this weekend again. Now there's a criminal investigation against Mr. Powell. He's threatened before to fire him. You know, all those things, geopolitical situations, added to the turmoil in the world and added to the turmoil for the US dollar. At the same time, their interest rates came down quite a bit more aggressively than our interest rates, for instance, and our strong and stringent monetary policy added to us fighting inflation maybe a lot better than the Americans are doing, and that attracted a lot of money into our bond market. Commodity prices that elevated a heck of a lot also added to our trade of terms, looking very positive. ROE that's still is intact and doing fairly well. Fiscal discipline by Mr. Gordon Guana. You can see that there's such a lot of factors, and there's all your reasons for the rand doing so well in 2025 and starting 2026 on a very good footing.
Got you.
On Friday, for instance, we've seen unemployment data, non-farm payroll data out of the U.S. There was the interesting one on that, not the fact that it came out a little bit lower than was expected, but it was a revision of all the sets of numbers for a couple of months, adding up to a change in data by losing 624,000 positions. Now, that puts more pressure onto interest rates, more pressure onto the US dollar, even also if you take the geopolitical situation and adding to a rand, once again today doing well, once again looking up for 2026.
Got you. And maybe to keep with what we see coming out of the U.S. in terms of the economic data, the Federal Reserve Chair, Mr. Powell, being subpoenaed, essentially. And the reasoning is that, well, he didn't want to ensure that he cut interest rates as per the request of the President, Donald Trump. I'm quite keen to see how this will unfold, because as you are alluding to, it's just a declining level of confidence in not only the U.S. economy, but the decisions largely that the leadership of that particular economy is taking. Does this further then underpin ongoing investment into our bond market, but also strengthening in our currency?
Well, it's a very interesting one that if you look at the hypocrites in the world, when there's rumors and a person like Mr. Julius Malema calling for the nationalization of our central bank, everybody jumps on the bandwagon and says how bad it is and how fantastic it would be to have an independent central bank, and that's what we have, we should not be losing. But what Mr. Trump is doing with his interference in the Federal Reserve is doing exactly that.
Yeah.
You're bringing the central bank's independence into question. And it then starts looking like the manipulation of interest rates by a political party that's in power. Not only with people being appointed as governors of the central bank, but, you know, actually going out there manipulating interest rates, and that's a very bad thing for the economy, a very bad thing for the confidence in the US dollar, a very bad thing for the confidence in the American economy as such.
100%. If this was happening in any other emerging state, it would be disastrous. They would just put so much pressure on us in terms of telling us
that. They will blast us out of the water.
I agree. Yeah. So it's intriguing to see what's actually happening in terms of the U.S. right now, and just the lack of governance and clear accountability that's taking place. What I am intrigued to understand, though, is what this also means for their fixed income space. In April last year, we saw significant declines in U.S. bonds, in U.S. treasuries, and that was a consequence as well of the reciprocal tariffs that, again, the White House had implemented on many trading partners, including South Africa. Was that a significant theme as well for 2025? And is it likely to continue this year?
Likely to continue with a continuation of the downward trend of interest rates in America. It's likely that your carry trade will remain positive, because it's very likely that our central bank will remain very, very strict on managing our monetary policy, containing our inflation, bringing it down to a 3% level. And the one thing that I've said for a long time now is what we have to keep in mind is, for a very long period in time, our rand weakened substantially every year. Mm-hmm. But one had to take into account that our inflation rate was much higher than the inflation rate of our trading counterparts, to the extent of 4 and 5%, that differential, which means that your currency actually had to be the buffer and take the hit just to keep your exporters and the rand intact at buying power parity levels. With our trading partners inflation targets around 2% and us being at 3%, the differential is only 1%, which means that the currency can be a lot more stable going into the future and doesn't actually have to weaken substantially every year to compensate for anything.
What you are explaining here, Andre, sounds like the ingredients of a secret sauce that could just help the economy perform better. With our lower inflation target at 3%, the currency, as you mentioned, not seeing any levels of significant weakness as we witnessed in the past, will have a significant influence on inflation itself. And that then speaks to interest rates and growth opportunities in the local environment. Your readings and expectations for the year ahead, what does that look like?
Well, my expectations for the year is that the rand will most probably continue on the strengthening path.
Mm-hmm. Any key technical levels there?
At a slower pace. I would say that we could see a 1575 fairly easily, but that it would be then contained at those levels going forward. As I say, still on the strengthening path, but slightly lower pace.
Gotcha. All things remaining equal, we don't score any own goals. That's what we need to avoid. Got you. Andre, I can imagine this is good news for many of your clients as well, in terms of those who have to hedge and position their strategies, especially...
not for the exporters.
Yes, that's true. And perhaps that's another consideration we need to factor into this conversation, what that could mean for the exporters as well as our trade relations with international peers.
The one thing that one needs to keep in mind is that on an exporter, a big part of his expenses is, in a lot of cases, linked to the usage of fuel, packaging, and all sorts of things that is actually imported, and that they will pick up the benefit of lower prices or at least somewhat declining prices or at least no cost increases, which also helps them a bit and cushions them a bit against the strengthening of the currency.
100%. Andre, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. No doubt it's going to be a very interesting year ahead, and looking forward to many, many more of the conversations we'll have this year as
it's
well.
It's a pleasure.
All the best for the year ahead, Andre.
Thank you.
Andre Salia joining us tonight, currency strategist at Treasury One, giving us some good news. And really, it has a lot to do with what else is happening across the rest of the world and some fundamentals we've put in place that have worked in our favor as South Africa. Truth be told, the geopolitics really adds to the level of volatility and uncertainty. And as Andre has explained, and even our previous guest, Professor Saville, essentially the world is investing in emerging markets. It's investing in gold. And that tells us that essentially investors are saying we're a bit eerie about what's happening in the US right now, not only in terms of its relationship with its international peers, but even the fundamentals of what's taking place internally with their own economic and business relations. The fact that the central bank, Federal Reserve Chair, that's essentially like Lesa Chaganyago being told to come to court and being questioned about his interest rate positioning. That's how you need to understand what's happening in the US. Significant level of interference and, of course, outcomes that are quite telling in terms of where investors are looking to allocate their capital. Overall, many dynamics, many moving parts, but the good news for us is that if we continue this particular momentum in the currency strength that we've seen, as Andre alluded to, 1575 is where we could see the rand strengthen to, all things remaining equal, and that's on a very positive note, but it will be a slow and sustained pace further strengthening in the dollar rand exchange rate. I think if we get below 16, we need to throw a party. But don't mess it up. Let's not score any more own goals, because that's typically where we get things wrong. But fundamentally, from the last quarter of last year, a lot has been working in our favor. Stronger economic growth, the successful hosting of the G20 summit, of course, the shifts and alignment that we see in our interest rate targeting. And let's not forget, come Feb, we'll be hearing from our central bank governor and the MPC, who'll give us some perspective around interest rate positioning in South Africa. Potential further cuts, if not, okay, we've actually had cumulatively a significant number of cuts. We'll confirm that number for you. Last I checked, it was at least more than four cuts that we've seen. But for the moment, we're more than happy to hear your thoughts, your comments and your feedback. It's the first day back. Let us know how you feel. For many of us, it was our first day back at work. Others of you got back last week. Let us know your thoughts on the economy, the business environment right now. Any anxiety you have regarding 2026 in terms of the macroeconomics and political news and structure? Or should we just take it back to your pocket? January blues? Still got you? It's okay. This is a safe space.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.